The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day.
And welcome to Up on Taconic. I'm your host, Will.
And I'm your co-host, Andrew. Today we have some news from the Berkshire Eagle and much more.
But first, the news.
Over the last few months, BCC has hosted several FAFSA completion workshops. If you need any help completing the form, the last workshop is April 11th from 2 to 4, and you can register for this session on the BCC website.
In partnership with the Berkshire Eagle, Jack is here to tell us a little bit more about some stories from this week's Eagle.
So I'm here to talk about a new intersection that's being built on Route 7.
Is there by the BMC?
Yep. So there is a new roundabout being constructed on the, and it's the intersection there between Route 7, mm-hmm. Stoddard Ave, and BCC.
So like right in front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yep, mm-hmm. Where it's like that weird thing where if you're going from north, like over by Reed, mm-hmm. and you're driving down to continue going on North Street, mm-hmm. there's also that little weird like left turn lane.
Yeah.
Going the other way. This is, this project is costing a total of around $7.8 million.
Yeesh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for government costs, that's...
It's a lot, but still.
Yeah. And specifically, eminent domain being $397,000 worth of that.
Mm.
So just acquiring the land necessary to build the whole thing. And this project started all the way back in the summer of 2021 with... that's when like the ideas started being really talked seriously about and meetings starting to be held and that kind of thing.
I wonder when they started talking about that roundabout on Dalton then, because they just put that in one like 2-3 years ago we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, it happened 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I can't even remember what time was like before we had that roundabout right there. Mm-hmm. And I lived right there, like where that apartment building that burned down was. I lived right there. And there was like no roundabout, no nothing. Time before that was just like, I can't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. So but, I wonder like how the kids, like after we graduate and we're gone at college, like I wonder how they're going to think about mm-hmm. that roundabout in front of the hospital.
But of course now, like with Dalton Ave, mm-hmm. Things, I mean, Andrew, you can input on this too, but we all drive. It's a lot better now that there's a
so
roundabout.
Much simpler.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah, going back to the new roundabout at on Route 7 on North Street there, mm-hmm. The Mass DOT, Mass Department of Transportation,
yeah.
Says that the project plans to, quote, improve the safety and accessibility for pedestrians and bicyclists from the surrounding neighborhoods.
Good.
I think it's going to do that for motorists too.
Yeah, I mean, as we saw with the Dalton one, we're all just saying it's much more simple now. Like,
yeah.
Granted, it's been there for like, what, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's what, freshman year for us. I didn't go over there much simply because the roundabout up there, one, it being constructed, and two, prior to the roundabout, my mom always said, oh, the roundabout up there is going to make it so much better because of how much chaos and stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think there's chaos in both places because on the one on North Street, there's a lot of traffic and there's a lot of stoppage in that because of the lights won't turn green right. for a very long mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
Now, we just go up, yield, go.
Yep. Yeah, but that's about all I have from the Berkshire Eagle today.
Word.
So, yeah.
Thanks for that, Jack. Back to you.
And now we have two people from the Thunder Report telling us about their jobs and what their near future will look like.
Hey guys, it's Chloe and Riley, and we're here to talk about our jobs for Taconic's weekly Thunder Report. So, Riley, what's your job?
I'm the graphic designer.
That's usually what I help with, too. Yeah.
But don't you do also, like, editing?
Yeah, so every week we'll, like, do like everyone will do their own segment, and everyone has their like own specific job within that segment. So mainly what I usually do is I'll be like at the camera, I'll be like with the microphone in front of the camera talking about whatever our segment's about. And usually after that, I'll go and I'll do the editing part of it. So I personally really like editing. I feel like since I was like a little kid, that's always been something like I've enjoyed on the side. Like,
yeah,
when I was like a little kid, we'd always do like my siblings and I, we'd really get into like making dumb little YouTube videos, and I'd always love doing the editing part. So I feel like that's a pretty good job for me, because that, I don't know, that's just something I've always enjoyed. And then like I'll do the graphics part too when we're like filming the actual show.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's not really like my main job, but
it's one of them.
Yeah, like as we're recording the show, you'll see like the different like graphics popping up on the screen, and sometimes I'll do those.
Yeah,
I'll,
that's like, usually like switching between, yeah, on and off, you, yeah, and I.
We just like switch them around. But Riley, you do more of that, I think.
Yeah, yeah, it's only under one, it's called GFX2,
mm-hmm,
because they're using the other GFX1, I guess I want to say, mm-hmm, for Berkshire Eagle and, yeah, stuff like that. So I only ever have like one screen up that I can use, mm-hmm, so therefore I can't put multiple graphics up at the same time.
Yeah, I don't really know how to explain that. I know what you mean though, like, yeah, with the different, yeah,
I just
like within the program that we use.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really know how to like further describe that. I'm, yeah, also not very, unless, good at explaining,
yeah, unless
things,
you see it like visually and you're like in the class. But that's basically what we do. You also make like the custom graphics, like you customize, yep, them.
Yeah, yeah. The app that I use is actually on my iPad, and it's called Bazaart, BAZAART.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit strange, but you know, it gets the job done.
Mm-hmm. I feel like our jobs are pretty important, because like if we didn't have an editor, we'd kind of just have a pretty like, I don't know, like,
everything would be chaotic, yeah, if we didn't have editors.
It'd be pretty chaotic. That's like, I feel like that's a pretty important job.
Yeah.
Like, if we were to just put all of our segments uncut, unedited up on YouTube, it'd probably be like, it'd be so chaotic and it'd be so long.
It constantly would just be chaos, yeah, the entire time.
I feel like editors are, like, that's a pretty big, important job. And I, yeah, feel like a lot of these, like, behind-the-scenes jobs, like the graphics and editing, often, like, get overlooked.
Yeah, oh yeah,
compared to, like,
sure,
all the other stuff that goes on. Because, I don't know, you don't really think about it, I guess. Like, every job's important, but I feel like the graphics and editing stuff kind of goes overlooked. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And in order for me to do the graphics, mm-hmm, I need the script to be done.
Yeah.
In which it's not usually done until Wednesday, which is our rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I spend a lot of time in here just, mm-hmm, on the computer resizing graphics and, mm-hmm, colors and such.
I feel like without the graphics, I feel like they kind of just add a little something to the show. They,
yeah,
make, they,
oh,
give,
yeah,
the show a lot of like personality, I feel like. And they're just cool to look at. I feel like you're really talented with art.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me think. So do we use any other apps? We do, right? So for the editing, we use Final Cut Pro. Which I'm still kind of learning it, but I think it's a really good app. program. I haven't used it a whole lot, but I started learning it in like 9th grade for my multimedia class, and then 10th grade. And other than that, that's about the only program I use in this, like, for editing in this class. Yeah. But, and then you use...
I use Photopea.
Yeah.
I feel like... It's exactly how it sounds, just photo and then PEA. Mm-hmm.
Without those programs, our show would be chaos.
Oh, yeah. It'd be... I don't know how we would get anything done if we didn't have those programs. Yes. We're lucky to actually to have those handy.
So why did you choose this class?
I was nervous for it at first. I was like, video productions, that's not really my thing. Yeah. I like photography. Mm-hmm. I don't really like videography that much. But I mainly chose it because of the graphics and the art and stuff. Yeah. Because when I go into college, that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to get into photography and graphic designs. Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of like another thing I like about this class is there's kind of like a job, like a kind of job for anybody. Like, so everyone can find their own place. Like, if you prefer to be like behind the camera, behind the scenes, you could do things like the graphics or the editing. And or if you want to be on camera, there's a job for that. There's so many little jobs that I feel like pretty much anybody could like find somewhere.
Anybody could do. Yeah. But also if you don't want to be a director, but you still want to kind of manage things a little bit, you could be a floor manager.
Yeah, that's a good job.
Just like 3, 2, 1, go.
That's pretty important, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
If you weren't graphic designer, are there any other jobs that would in this class that would interest you?
If I was more confident in my speaking, I would totally go up and... What's the job that Ashlyn and Will do?
The anchors?
Yeah. Anchors, yeah. I would totally do that.
I agree with that. I think if I was more confident, I would love to be an anchor. I think that'd be really cool. Or there's the other jobs, like the sound stuff, or the, tech director.
Tech director,
yeah. Where they're, like, listening to the director, telling them, like, when to, like, go to the next camera angle.
Yeah.
Go to the next clip that shows up on the screen, you know what I mean?
I feel like that's also, like, a stressful job,
Would be a very stressful job. I would love to do that job if I had more practice with it. I remember trying it, like... for one show, I think, at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
That was very stressful.
That's when we only had one mouse, too.
Yeah.
Now we have, like, multiple screens to go off of.
That was really hard. That's a pretty important job, too. I feel like if I were suddenly, like, right now, I had to do that job, I think the whole show would fall apart. I think it takes a lot of, like, talent and patience to be able to do that because... I don't know. I feel like I could do it I had more practice and I was more confident. That'd be a really cool job.
Yeah. It would be.
Yeah.
It's just like some of the jobs in here, if you actually have the motivation and the confidence to go forward with a job in here, go for it.
Yeah.
Like, just freaking go for it. For me, like, I like to be behind the camera and I like to be on a computer or office area. Yeah. Like, that's just for me.
That's me, too.
Anybody could join. Yeah, like,
I feel like it's a good class for, like, anybody. And if you just don't like it, you can leave. But, like, I feel like, my bad. But I feel like... I feel like it'd be a good class for anybody to try. Like, there's something for... I feel like there's a job or something for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And you can always try new things, I feel like. I don't know. I feel like it's just a good class. I feel like I really enjoy it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally. So what are your future dreams? Do you still want to continue doing editing and such?
I haven't really, like, thought of specifically what I want to do in the future yet. But I feel like a job with, like, just cameras and, like, filming and stuff or editing.
Yeah.
That would be something that I think I would be interested in. But, again, I don't really know of anything specific that I want to do. But I could see myself doing something with, like, video editing or filming or something in that field in the future. I would love to try doing something like that. But what about you?
Well, definitely photography. Mm-hmm. I've already gotten into a college.
Oh, yeah, so, I heard about that.
Yeah, so photography is my major, and usually with some schools, you don't really get photography as the major.
Yeah.
So graphic design is my minor. Just in the art mind, that's all me.
Yeah, art. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's about all for today. But I don't know. If you have any news or anything you'd like for us to report, you can always email us. Do you remember the email?
It's all lowercase. I think it's
TaconicTV at pittsfield.net, I think.
Yeah.
All lowercase.
All lowercase, so,
yeah.
Now we have a few more people from the Thunder Report telling us more about their college choices.
Hey there, Taconic. We're back and we're here to talk about scholarships in colleges. So start it off. Hey, Emmett, what college are you going to?
I'm planning on going to Rutgers for business and marketing.
Where's that?
Rutgers is in New Jersey.
Oh.
Is it a state school?
Yes, it is a New Jersey state school.
What are you going to study again?
Marketing and administration.
Marketing and administration. What's your plan? Like, what's your big time goal?
To get my MBA degree, and then own a business.
What, you're gonna start a business?
What kind? Start and own. What kind? I haven't figured that out yet.
Oh, okay. It'll just like come to you.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt. What kind of college are you gonna go
to? I'm going to Bridgewater State University.
Where's that?
Boston? That's near Boston. Yeah. And I'm going to study astrophysics.
That's the study of the stars, right?
Yep. Study the physics and basically the inner workings of how planets and celestial bodies.
What are you gonna do with that?
Well, hopefully become an astrophysicist.
What do they do? They
kind of work at NASA and other space corporations and study space.
Okay.
So what are you, Max? What are you planning?
I'm gonna go to UMass Amherst, but I am currently still on the rock sabbatic because I'm a junior. You guys are old, so. Yeah, I'm going to go for, like, something in government, I guess. Some kind of political science type degree. Do you guys think it's best to go in-state or out-of-state?
In-state.
Yeah, it's really a personal thing. If you want a different, like, climate, if you want to go hotter or just, like,
you're choosing climate. To go to New Jersey. Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why you... Yeah, so Bridgewater State, how hard is it to get into that?
I think you have to maintain an average of 3.2 or 3.5.
Oh, so not that. Not
it's, not, it's not crazy.
Why there at all places?
Well, I was looking at colleges and I couldn't find one to do anything that I was wanting to look into, which was astrophysics. And we were actually at a college fair and I was walking around looking at colleges and this guy was just standing there. So I walk up to him like, what's Bridgewater? And he was just talking about it. And I look at the thing and I said, by any chance, do you have like any space or space-related subjects in school. He said, yeah, we actually have astrophysics. And I was like, perfect. That's what I'm looking for. So then I looked at that and looked online. Mm-hmm. I looked at all the stuff, went in person, did a tour there.
Okay.
It was really nice. And then I applied. First 2 weeks of application, got accepted and working in towards to be moving in there, I think, late August.
Wow. Pretty cool. Emmett, why do you choose New Jersey to
So when I was in Boise State during June,
oh,
there was a college fair, And I had already heard about Rutgers. My friend's dad goes to Rutgers. Well, went to Rutgers. And then at the college fair, I went up to Rutgers and I talked to them about their business program. Mm-hmm. And they said a lot about all the internships they had there. And it was really, it sounded like a great deal, especially how close it is to the city. So
what,
if you can't get an internship, city? New York City. So if you can get an internship there, you can always just get a job.
Okay. Yeah, how close is it? Like an hour drive? Or an hour?
I don't really know.
Oh. Have you visited yet?
No, I'm visiting this weekend.
Oh, okay. Have you been accepted yet? Or have you applied yet?
I've been accepted.
Okay. Do you need any scholarships or that?
No, not from the school itself. But
Of course,
I'm going to be doing scholarships.
Yeah, it's cool. What else can we talk about?
Well, speaking of scholarships, did you get any scholarships, Matt?
I did. I got two from Bridgewater. I got two $5,000 scholarships. One for my GPA average. If I maintained a 3.7 GPA or higher, I'm pretty sure I'm given a $5,000
scholarship. What grade are those? Like
so that's
A's
the equivalent of, yeah, A's and 90 and above.
And depending on, so you can get different types depending on your grade average. Now, I actually had a GPA of 4.2, which is above the actual limit. If I maintained that, then I would get another scholarship. But of course, 4.2 is actually not even, you can't get it.
Isn't the 3, or the 90, or where would you say, 3.6? That weighted or unweighted?
I'm assuming, would you say 4.2 was weighted? Here at Taconic, they don't offer unweighted GPA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see.
And the other one I was given was just a scholarship given to me because I'm adopted, so I'm given.
Oh, stuff. I see.
Sense. Tuition runs about, depending on, if you live there or not. And if you actually are part of, if you lived prior to in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. then you actually get a different pay than if you lived out of it.
But usually
it runs about $20,000-ish, $25,000 a year.
That's pretty.
So having two $5,000 scholarships a year.
That's a year. Oh, okay.
Then
yeah, that'll help you.
Yeah, and plus I can get other tuition or other stuff from just signing up and.
Yeah, FAFSA aid and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very boring. I'm going to go to UMass Amherst. Not a very fun guy.
What do you want to study when it comes to government?
Not exactly sure yet, but I do want to intern at some point during the summer at a senator's office, a representative of some sort.
Would you ever want to be a lawyer?
No, I don't want to be a lawyer. I don't want to get my, I don't want to go through all law school. I just want to jump right in it. I'll study law, but I don't, maybe I'll go further, but I don't think I want to actually become a full-fledged lawyer. Yeah.
Well, I think that's all we have for today. Back to the studio.
March is Women's History Month. Over the past few weeks, Andrew and I have taken a look into women's history. Let's take a listen.
Hey, it's Connor. In this month of history, we're here to shine a spotlight on the remarkable lives and legacies of women who have shaped the course of our world. First off, we have Sojourner Truth, an African-American abolitionist and women's right campaigner who gave the famous speech, "Ain't I Woman?" which explained clearly how women were equal to men. Next up, we have Susan B. Anthony, an American activist against slavery and the promotion of women's rights and workers' and humans' rights. Next up, we have Marie Curie. Not only was a French and a Polish psychiatrist and chemist, Marie Curie was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize, but also she won the award twice. Ruth Bader Ginsburg graduated first in her class at Columbia Law School, and she was the first Jewish woman to ever serve. She spent much of her career fighting for women's rights and gender equality, and has become an icon for feminist movement. Amelia Earhart became the first female pilot to ever fly across the Atlantic Ocean. She went on to become a best-selling author and a co-founder of the 99s, an organization of female pilots.
Hello everyone, my name is Will Delsano. Today I'm gonna be asking Taconic students and staff questions about Women's History Month. Let's get right into it. Is there a woman in particular that you think is underappreciated or undervalued in women's history?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't look at a particular woman that inspires me. I think all women should be thought about in that aspect of inspiring, and it shouldn't be like downgraded just because you're a woman.
In the context of women's history, is there a particular woman that has inspired you, and how?
Harriet Tubman, really respect her bravery to free all those slaves.
I think we should celebrate Women's History Month because women, they do a lot of work, and they, historically they've done a lot of work, but they often don't get appreciated for everything that they do. So I think it's nice to kind of spotlight that and give it some space.
Do you feel as if Women's History Month is underappreciated, and if so, why?
I do believe that Women's History Month is underappreciated because you don't really see signs around the school as though to bring awareness to it, and it's just not talked about on the loudspeaker as well, which I could actually bring up something because I am the morning announcer, but I just also didn't think of it, so I guess it's just like a community thing that nobody really thinks about it much.
That's all we have today for Women's History Month.
And as always,
back to the studio. Is there a woman in particular that inspires you?
Definitely. I love to say my mother and my sister because they have given up a lot of their youth and a lot of their lives to take care of not only me, but my family too. And that's just an inspiration that you can't find anywhere else.
Beautiful. Thank you. I'm sure they look at you and think of you as a very bright young man, a bright young man that I see every day. Earlier this week, Darius and I took a look at March Madness, a college basketball tournament. Let's take a listen. Hello, everyone. I'm Will.
And I'm Darius, and today we will be speaking about March Madness.
As well as interviewing some students and some faculty, asking them what team they might pick to win the tournament, any upsets throughout the tournament.
March Madness is a college basketball tournament in which 32 teams come together and compete for a chance to win a national championship.
What's in it for you? Well, if fans can draft a perfect bracket, they have a chance of winning a $1 billion prize.
So let's go ask some people about it. Who's your favorite college basketball team and why?
My favorite team is the Duke Blue Devils because of Jason Tatum, and he's going to lead them to the NCAA championship this year. This year, they're going to win.
Who's your favorite college basketball player, and what team does he play for?
Jared McCain, and he's a part of the Duke Blue Devils.
Who do you got winning the March Madness tournament?
It's down to Tennessee and UConn winning it all.
I got UConn back-to-back. I got University of Kentucky, bro.
I would have to say NC State, Will. NC State.
That'll do it for this week's topic.
Join us next week for some more news. Who do you think will win March Madness this season?
I think Duke's got it.
Word? Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of good stuff about NC State.
They're definitely a threat in the competition. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good picks and a lot of upsets, especially with Kentucky losing.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
The 13 Kentucky losing to the 14 seed Oakland.
I mean, as we saw the other day when we got the feedback from all the students, all the UConn fans, Duke Blue Devils, we had who Darius actually said that he's got a lot invested into, well, I wouldn't say invested, but, you know, metaphorically speaking, his hope is invested in Duke Blue Devils winning March Madness this season. Or not Duke Blue Devils, NC State, rather.
With the equal amount of talent on each team, I feel like it's anyone's game and anybody can lose. So that's really, like, the great thing about March Madness now rather than earlier on in the decade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Word. Well, here at Taconic, we have no school next Friday due to Good Friday. So last week, Andrew took a look at the religious celebrations happening this spring. Let's hear from him.
Hey there, Taconic. It's Andrew. Many things make Taconic special. One of the biggest things is our diverse cultures and backgrounds. To explore this, we're going to take a look at some of the holidays this spring and what religious celebrate them. Ramadan is the ninth month in the Islamic lunar calendar, observed by Muslims worldwide as a month of fasting, prayer, reflection, and community. It lasts from March 10th to April 9th. Passover is a Jewish holiday that is from April 22nd to April 30th, and it celebrates the freeing of Jewish people from slavery in ancient Egypt. Easter is a Christian holiday on March 31st and celebrates the belief of resurrection of Jesus Christ 3 days after his death by crucifixion, and Easter is a joyful end to Lenten season of fasting and repentance. These are some of the religious celebrations we celebrate this spring, and I hope you learned a little bit more about it. Back to studio.
Thanks for those words. In case some of you may not know, our very own Little Mermaid musical tickets have gone on sale. The play will be May 10th, 11th, and the 16th through the 18th. All three of us here, Jack left earlier, but the three of us are all part of that play. Andrew, you want to tell the people about your role?
So I am a swing, which means I have to learn the whole show, but also means I'm probably going to be in most of the scenes throughout the show. And Will, you want to tell them about your part?
Shoot. So I joined late, right? So Andrew's been doing this. Andrew, you did Mamma Mia, right?
Yeah, I did.
And you did the pie auction?
Yeah.
So Andrew did both of those. He's had past experience with our school's theater department and whatnot. But me, this is my first year ever doing something like that, as opposed to, like, you know, aside from reading scripts on Taconic TV and whatnot. It's a different, like format, different, like, way of conducting yourself, I would say. But I don't think either of them are bad experiences. For The Little Mermaid, they put me in there. I'm basically doing the same thing as you. I got to learn majority of the dances. And then I got a little extra pressure being freaking a dance captain. They gave me that my first freaking day. Or not even. They gave me that my second day. And I'm sitting there. I'm just like, dang, bro, that's a lot. That's a good amount. It's a good workout, though. I'll probably be slimmer after this.
Congratulations.
Appreciate you. I think out of all of it, though, I think like with the dance captains and like Chase knowing what he's doing, Megan knowing what she's doing, and then who else do we got? It's me, Chase,
Anna
and Callie. They're pretty good. Like, I like the fact that, like, obviously with them doing what's it called, BTG's Berkshire Theater Group, I want to say they've been calling it. And then I'm not too sure what Callie was doing, but I've heard that she's been doing dance even prior. Mm. So learning from them as to, like, what I'm supposed to be doing and how I can take my role and where I can go with it is pretty good. Mm. I like it. Well, that's all we have for this week on Up on Taconic. We would like to thank our listeners on WTBR 89.7 FM and for streaming our podcast on sites like Spotify and CastBox, rather.
For more about what's going on here at Taconic, take a look at our weekly TV show, The Thunder Report.
The shows come out every Friday and is available at youtube.com/TaconicTV.
Feel free to reach out to us at TaconicTV@pittsfield.net for any questions or comments. We hope you will join us again soon, and we'll see you next time on Up on Taconic.
Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and taped in March of 2024.